today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics. With sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986, Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from Alps Federal Credit Union, a member-owned and directed nonprofit financial cooperative established in 1960, helping to build a stronger financial future for Petersburg and Southeast Alaska. And also with support from Fleet Refrigeration and Heating, installing Energy Star rated heat pump systems designed for demanding northern climates. More information at 772-4625. And here we are, Tradio in the house, and we've got Corinne Smith on the clipboard.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for providing the documentation here on the old Tradio program today. And we're going to go right to the phone lines, starting with line number one. Hello there, line one. Welcome.
Good morning, Oren and Corinne. This is Chris over at the library.
Hello.
Hi, so I just want to remind people that Summer Stream, our reading and activity challenge program for the summer, open to all ages, is underway. You still have time to participate in this. You can read 2 hours a week or check online for various activities to do and earn badges. And if you earn at least one badge a week, your name goes in a drawing for a $25 gift certificate to a local business. And so I've got 5 winners from this past week.
All right.
And the first winner is Tara Lucas. We have Shannon Howard. Lido Skeek.
Lido Skeek.
Rosie Lohr.
Rosie Lohr.
And Deborah O'Gara.
Deborah O'Gara, great.
Yeah, so I will be calling all those winners and then doing a follow-up email with a list of businesses to choose from. And also a heads up, of course, one of the things that we do with the cooperation of KFSK is a Storytime Live and a Listen and Learn Live. Those happen on Thursday. The Storytime is at 10 a.m. and the Listen and Learn is at 10:30 a.m. And this week there's a big focus on strawberries.
Oh, okay.
So if you wanted to know everything that you want to know about strawberries, listen and learn live, and there'll be a couple of summer and strawberry tales on Storytime Live.
Well, that's perfect. You know, a nice sunny summer day right now sounds good.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that's something to look forward to hearing on the radio tomorrow. We do love that very new partnership there with the library, bringing you story time and listen and learn live. That's good stuff. Okay, well, the phone lines are open for you out there. If you want to hop on Tradio, buy, sell, or trade something here in the community, or if you're a nonprofit or community organization, call on in and make an announcement of some kind. Maybe I'll take this opportunity to remind folks that there's just a few days left to get your name in the hat for the Alaska Housing Relief Program. This is a one-time mortgage and rent relief up to $1,200 provided through the Alaska Housing Relief Program. The deadline to apply is midnight on Friday. And then from those who do apply, there will be a lottery drawing to select winners there, who will then have their applications reviewed and verified, and then those housing funds will be dispersed. We understand it's a lottery instead of the normal first-come, first-served type selection method there. But find out more, check out to see if you fit the eligibility criteria, and get the application in for this $1,200 mortgage and rent relief. The website is alaskahousingrelief.org. And again, we're ready to take your phone calls here on Tradio, 772-3808. Ring on up and we'll put you on the airwaves, let you buy, sell, or trade something here locally. I have something I'm selling for the radio station, which is these raffle tickets. We're in the final few days, really. The winner is being drawn on the 30th, so we're 6 days out from handing over some pretty hefty prizes. $2,500 to somebody, $500, that's a very good consolation prize. Tickets are $100 each. They go to support the fundraising efforts right here at your community radio station. So check us out. Call. You could drop by if you like to. And we'll get you set up with one of these raffle tickets for KFSK. And I don't know. It's kind of quiet out there in Tradio land this morning. Boy, oh boy.
I'm curious about the Mobile Music Festival.
Yeah.
How that's coming along.
That's true. It's
that
been
was a
week.
Very cool idea proposed by Nicole last week. And I would just love to see that happen in Petersburg.
I think that would be
this summer.
Really worth the effort just to kind of make sure people are keeping their connection strong to performing music, supporting local live music. Hard to do these days, but doable. That sounded like a pretty creative idea. I'd say that's two votes yes from those surveyed in the booth right now. Hopefully that's going well. It was good to hear from Nicole last week. What was Nicole's number if people are out there?
Yeah, so she is just kind of putting the idea out there and looking for people to get involved, either participate or as a musician or be an audience member. And her number is 518-4223.
Okay, so if the idea of a mobile local music concert where people kind of parade around and attend little mini concerts delivered from a person's own house outside, if that sounds good to you, get in touch with Nicole and offer some feedback as the idea is developed. I mentioned the Petersburg Medical Center's Petersburg Goes the Distance Mileage Challenge. I hope people are logging their mileage. The goal was to rack up 3,200 miles, basically a mile for every member of the community.
Wow.
So we'll see how it went. There's just a few days left to register your distances. Find out more or log your miles at pmcak.org. Gosh. Quiet one on Tradio today. That's okay. People are out there, you know, getting their suntans. So their hands are too greasy with suntan oil to pick up their cell phones. I understand. You don't want smudges all over the phone. So let's maybe have a rundown of the calls we've had so far.
Sure. So Chris at the library called. And she wants to remind everyone that the Summer Stream Program is on. It's a reading and activities challenge, and it's for all ages. If you log at least 2 hours a week or earn at least one badge a week, you'll be entered into a drawing for a $25 gift certificate to a local business. And this week had 5 winners. She'll be reaching out and calling, also emailing, to let them know about that $25 in their pocket. And also, the Storytime Live program will be on tomorrow, and that's a collaboration between the library and KFSK. And tomorrow's theme is strawberries, which is so endearing.
Yeah. I'm sure there is a lot of sweet stories to find for the kiddos for the reading. And hopefully we'll learn about cultivating strawberries, or at least that's part of it. Cooking with, enjoying. I don't know. We'll have to tune in tomorrow and find out. And, yeah, looking forward to it. Well, quiet out there in Tradio land, so we'll just leave it there. Thanks, Grid.
Sure.
Alrighty, that is Tradio for today. Tradio's back on the airwaves on Friday morning at 9 o'clock. You can call in, buy, sell, or trade something in the community.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics. With sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986, Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from Alps Federal Credit Union, a member-owned and directed nonprofit financial cooperative established in 1960, helping to build a stronger financial future for Petersburg and Southeast Alaska. And also with support from Fleet Refrigeration and Heating, installing Energy Star rated heat pump systems designed for demanding northern climates. More information at 772-4625.
Did you know that viruses can live up to 20 minutes on a dry surface, and some bacteria can live for hours or days on frequently shared items such as faucets or doorknobs? Hi, my name is Sarah, bringing you this week's health tip. Hand washing is like a do-it-yourself vaccine. It involves five simple and effective steps: wet, lather, scrub, rinse, dry. To properly wash your hands, be sure to use plenty of soap and warm water, scrubbing vigorously for about 20 seconds, and make sure that all surface areas have been washed. Scrub the wrists and backs of the hands, between fingers, and give special attention to the fingertips and under the fingernails where bacteria and viruses can lurk. Avoid touching the faucet directly with newly washed hands. After rinsing, leave the water running and dry hands with a single-use towel. Before throwing the towel in the garbage, use it to turn off the faucet, and if in a public restroom, to open the door. It's important to wash hands frequently, including before and after eating, after using the bathroom, after coughing, sneezing, or blowing your nose, before you touch your eyes, mouth, or nose, before and after caring for a sick or injured person, after contact with body fluids, and after changing a diaper or handling raw meat or garbage. It's quick, it's simple, and it can keep us all from getting sick. Hand washing is a win for everyone, except the germs. This message is brought to you by Petersburg Medical Center and KFSK Petersburg.